What's the I just joined Emily. What's the issue?
Cindy is not on the screen yet. Isn't on the meeting.
Oh, to take minutes. Gotcha.
But I don't see why we can't start. I'm sure she'll show up shortly. She can get this off of the recording if necessary anyway.
Right.
So I'm going to call the meeting order. It's 6 o'clock and we've got a lot of things to go through. Is there any public comment associated with items that are not on the agenda?
I have some. This is Karen Osno.
Okay. Do you want something to be added to the agenda for those, or do you just want to make them as public comment?
Either way, I want to basically speak as zoning administrator and ask the board if I'm able to do something. There's been numerous, I won't say violations, but there's been numerous like driving around, and I've introduced myself to quite a few people and they're like, hi, I'm Karen Osno, I'm the zoning administrator. Or are you aware that the addition on your house needs a permit? I don't have one. So it's, they're like, oh, well, we didn't know. So I was wondering if I could possibly put on the listserv a note saying, you know, that we require zoning. I did draft something up quite a while ago. It was like a welcome to Pomfret. We are going to include it in the tax bill, something like that. But pretty much, I just want to put it out to new people that are now coming into buying new properties that Pomfret does have zoning, because I've spent a lot of time chasing after violations and following up with people.
We can put the, I don't know how the board feels, but I think maybe we should add Karen's request to the agenda, because we really need to discuss it and vote on it.
Yep, I agree too, yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea. So, but let's put that on right after town meeting procedure.
Sure.
And then you won't have to stay for the whole meeting if that's all right with the board. Any objection?
No, it sounds fine.
Good with me.
Any other public comment not associated with the agenda?
Emily, Betsy Rhodes here. I'm not sure it's associated with the agenda or not. I see road signs and the Tego store are both on the agenda. And my concern is with my Abbott library hat on, just wondering about construction signs. There were going to be temporary construction signs in front of the library, something to slow traffic. And so I'm just wondering, I guess I'm trying to find out the status of the project, but also whether those signs can happen, or if they're going to need to happen, if the road's going to reopen. So if that can be discussed under either of those agenda items, fabulous. Otherwise, that's why I'm sitting in.
I would suggest that you bring that up under the road foreman's report.
Okay.
And the Tego thing is to just finalize the decision of what they want to do in the road right of way. And so, and the road signs was another question regarding private signs. And so if you'd like to bring that up, and we'll get some input from Jimmy on the road foreman's report, I think that would work there.
Okay, thank you.
Any other public comment? Then agenda review, is there anything that anyone wants to add or get rid of on the agenda? And we've added Karen Hewitt after town meeting procedure, zoning administrator issues. Anything else that needs to either go or come off? Anybody else? Then I move that we add Karen Hewitt to her zoning administrator issues to the agenda after town meeting procedure. And before the road signs. I need a second for that.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor? John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Myself, aye. Approval of the 10:21:20 minutes. Did anyone have any problems with that?
Emily, this is Scott. I've got a couple of corrections. One is on the Under item.
His name comes up, but no picture.
Five. What the heck is it? 5H under the HR consultant. We actually, my motion was actually just to have Teresa do two things, not four. The personnel policy / employee handbook and the combined time off policy. So not the performance reviews was not part of it. So it's just those two items, not four items.
Okay.
So that needs to be clarified. I guess that one thing is I don't know how important it is, but I think I just wanted to mention under 5J under the site inspection that Chuck and I did that we also didn't see it's far enough back. They have a small pond, and it definitely didn't seem to pose any issues from a groundwater standpoint. But I think also there's a surface water issue. There's not an issue, but it is far enough back well far enough back from any surface water. So I would just want to add to that sentence where it says, it is high up on a hill and poses no groundwater, and it's far enough back from the surface water that it doesn't pose any surface water issues to either. Well,
why don't you just say it poses no ground or surface water issues?
Yeah, that's fine. That's an easy way to do it.
Also on 5A, it should be the state contract for salt, not sand. And is Jimmy there? John, he is, isn't he?
Yes.
I believe under D, it's 18.2 tons, not yards. Am I right, Jimmy?
That's for, I don't have the agenda in front of me, but that's for Pike.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 18.2 tons.
It's tons, okay. So those were the two corrections that I had. So we need a motion to accept these minutes with those corrections.
So moved, this is Scott.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Chuck?
He's Chuck muted.
He's muted. Oh, yes, I am, aye.
He was muted, I guess. Steve?
Muted, yeah. Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay, warrants for approval. Is Cindy there now?
Nope.
I'd like to, she has those lists. And I don't have them before me, but I can find them in my computer. But can we put those off until later in the meeting when she shows up? She's got them all listed out. Is that all right with the board?
Okay, with me.
Okay. Road foreman's report. Jimmy?
Yep. So we got the snow fence all put up. So we ended up getting that a good day or two on that. We're still working on, I shouldn't say working on, but getting the equipment put together for the winter.
Water open now?
I'm still waiting for the better weather here so I can get some of the washboards and stuff smoothed up on the roads. In the work hours, we were on 4:10s. I'd like to think that we could go from 6 to 2:30. 5 days a week, if we could do that. Let's see what else I got there. And then I'm going to start working on trying to get some permission to cut that bank off and hemlocks and stuff from Rudge Road down to LeBaron's there, Dan Maxim's access for the winter there. I just assume if we can open that up a little bit, let some more light into that. And then the Teagle store, they're going to be paving from what I was told the week of Thanksgiving around there. I did talk to Nate and I let him know that I had a few concerns that with the weather, you know, being cold and stuff of that nature. We did talk a little bit on maybe they could do the base coat around on the stuff that they need to, and then maybe possibly come back in the spring and do it in case something moves and whatnot. But they kind of have to get it paved somewhat down there for the handicap parking so that there's no tripping or anything on it. I don't know what the board feels on that or how they're feeling with that is, but I did, in the meantime, when I was talking to him, I did ask who was going to be doing the paving, and it's Sunity Paving that we've had in the past. And so I reached out to Jeremy just to pick his brain a little bit on what it might cost while he's right there to pave that cut in for the town of Palmford. And he hasn't gotten back to me on a price or anything yet, but I just figured while he was right there, I'd ask and see what it might cost. So, and then back to Betsy's concern about the temporary signage that was supposed to have been done under the construction. I spoke to Nate about that again the other day, and he said he was going to follow up on it. He had placed the order and gave him his card number, and still they hadn't pulled his card number. He hadn't been charged, and he hadn't seen those signs. So he was going to look into that and then let me know where that was at. I was down there, was that Monday? I think I was down there Monday. So I would assume here within a day or two, I would hear something back on that.
That'd be great. Thank you. Yeah, we were just curious. We weren't sure how long the roads were going to stay the way they were, you know, with the one blocked off, with that part of the Comfort Road blocked off, and traffic is still kind of, you know, crazy down there. So I'm just checking in. That would be great.
That's, you brought up another thing that I would like to see happen down there is for safety reasons for us plowing around down at that place. And not only safety reasons for that, but even though they're going to have their construction done pretty much, they still will be working around the outside of that building as winter goes on. And I just think in my mind that, my opinion on it, that it would be safer if we kept that road closed off for the winter anyway.
I wondered about that. Yeah, excuse me. I just wondered how, you know, what, because I know there was a plan to try and reopen it, I don't know, October or something. And obviously plans change. So yeah, we were sort of curious about that as well.
Well, I know we had given them an extension on it because they asked for an extension on it, but I just got the feel of that they will, I mean, if we wanted to open that road up, essentially we can open the road up, but there's going to be workers still, you know, commuting on foot and everything else around that place down there. And I just felt that in my mind, it would be safer if we kept it closed. But that's just me asking the board on how they felt about it.
Yep. And it, yeah, and especially if it's going to stay closed, then it would be great to, yeah, follow up on the, I think we talked about two yield signs and then maybe some sort of pedestrian warning, all temporary, but if it's going to stay closed, it would be great to get that. So thank you for following up with Nate.
Yep, you're welcome.
Hey, Jim, should we talk to Sunapee Paving and if we are potentially looking at keeping that closed, should we do something with it where the stop sign is located now? And kind of get that little triangle piece paved up so that it makes for snow removal and all that. It gives you the proper room and traffic, to more room to negotiate down there.
I could talk to him about that for sure. And see what he come up with a price on that.
I would think when they were right there, that'd be fairly inexpensive thing to do.
Yep.
Betsy Rhodes here. Excuse me.
Betsy.
So Steve, are you talking about making the stop sign in front of the library, make that a T stop instead of the Y that we have right now?
Yeah. It might be a little bit safer instead of folks coming from Suicide 6 and they're coming because everybody's just kind of, when I'm down there, every once in a while you see somebody look like they're kind of like deer in the headlights. They're like,
it's crazy. And I was thinking about that, if it's going to stay this way in the winter, Suicide 6 traffic is obviously going to increase. And sure. Yeah, people don't have a yield or anything. They just make that left onto Library and somebody's coming right off of stage. And it's just, it's not good. So I think we've talked about this before, that a T stop, everyone having a definite stop might be much safer.
A lot safer for everybody. And correct. The folks at the library and everything.
Yep.
If you had a T stop there, you could potentially give a little more room to the parking lot that was there as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
That's the other trouble we've had, is trying to pull out of that parking lot when people are coming around the corner. It's tricky. So
the only thing that I can say is my opinion on the parking lot, and I've seen it happen numerous times, and I've been guilty of doing it as well, but it's not good practice to be backing out into the traffic.
Correct.
And I see that. I've done it myself. I've seen others do it, and that is something that I think has to be addressed no matter what happens down there for safety reasons, that people need to start either park it parallel along the edge or however they want to do it. But that's an accident alone, and has been for years before the construction even started, that, you know, it's over time, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's just worse now because all the traffic's going that way. So there's more opportunity for the, you know, collision. So, it's dangerous for sure.
And that's about all I had there.
On there too is this municipal roads general permit amendment. And that is just an amendment to the stormwater permit that was required to give the state the information as to when Two Rivers uploaded Pomfret's information to the state portal. And you'll notice on probably one of the warrants here. I think it cost $230 or $260 that we had to put in with that amendment in order to do that. I put that paperwork in the other day, but that's why they needed the amendment. John, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay, any other questions of Jim on the road foreman's report? Okay, moving on. Town meeting procedure. I've got to get a piece of paper. I put this on there because we have got to decide whether very soon, we don't have to decide at this meeting, but very soon as to whether or not we want to go the route of Australian ballot for all of the warning items, including election of officers that need to be elected, and then have an informational / pre-town meeting via Zoom. I think I sent you guys all the response that I got from VLCT regarding that. I've gotten a little more information from Becky. Just let me go get that piece of paper. But it's on here to have a discussion. I did put on the listserv, hopefully to generate some interest from other people. But we counted votes in the town hall last night, and there were about 6 tables out, I think. John or Steve, correct me, or Chuck, if I'm wrong.
And
so that must have been about 20 people or 24 people. And I don't think you'd want very many more than that in the town hall to be socially distant. Let me get that piece of paper so that we know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, but I don't think you have any other choice but to but to do it that way. I mean, I don't think there's going to be a viable vaccine that we're all going to have that we know is working by then, by any stretch of the imagination. So,
Yeah, John, this is Scott. I was more or less about to say the same thing. I think the most reasonable expectation is we're still going to be in social distancing by that time.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I think the other driver is it's not just a question whether that will be true for town meeting. I think we have to publish it in the warrant. It has to be decided by the time we publish the warning, correct?
Well, according to this thing that was set out by the League of Cities and Towns, and this is for last year, but in order for people to file petitions, which they will have to do to run for town officers to be voted on by Australian ballot, those petitions have to be in the 6th Monday before election at 5 p.m. And last year's calendar, they made that the 27th of January. This year's days are one day later on the calendar. So it would make it the very last day for a petition would make it the 28th of January. The warning only has to be posted 30 days in advance, or it can be posted up to 40 days in advance. So in order for us to do this, especially since this is not something the town has planned on, we don't have to make this decision tonight. I think it's inevitable, but in order to do that and then publicize what people need to do if they wish to run or if other people wish to nominate them to run, they're going to have to get these petitions signed by 5% of the voters. So we're going to have to make this decision quite soon. And also all of our warning items are going to have to be formulated. It's going to be a more difficult warning because we have to have those petitions. And then we have to put those people that are running for the offices on that Australian ballot. And so we can't delay this too much longer.
Hey, Emily, I'm not sure. I know that for the election that just occurred, the legislature waived the signature requirement for petitions to get on the ballot. I'd have to go back and reread what VLCT sent, but the information you have in front of you, does it also apply that, because I know it was a broad waiver that people, you know, they didn't want candidates out there going door to door having to get signatures, so they waived the signature. You can basically just put in the petition without signatures and get on the ballot. That was true for this election.
Circular that I am holding was last year's circular. Becky has not received any information regarding how it will work this year. That is another question that we will have to ask. But if indeed we are going to go this route, and we are going to, or people that wish to run for office are going to have to seek out petition signatures, then indeed we're going to, and even if they don't have to seek out signatures, they still are going to have to declare their candidacy and come in out of the woodwork, so to speak, to run for an office. And because, as you well know, everything before in Pomfret has been done from the floor, and that's just not going to happen this year. And so if we go this route, which I personally don't think we have any choice anyway, but my point is, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered, And if we're going to do that, and the consensus is that's how we're going to do town meeting this year, then we need to figure these things out and get it all done in an appropriate fashion.
Yeah. I don't know
the answer to that. However, I am sure that League of Cities and Towns, if I ask them, would give us that answer.
Yeah. I the other thing, I didn't really get a clear answer, but I did make an inquiry about other types of petitions. As it stands right now, my understanding is that for other petitions, you know, unrelated to candidacy for office, the signature requirement is still there. But the information I got says that the legislature, and it's going to be cutting it really close. I don't know how it's going to get pulled off from a timing standpoint, but apparently the legislature, when they get back in January, that would be one of the first things they take up, is to get rid of the signature requirement for other petitions.
I don't think I can inquire from VLTC regarding
how
they think this is going to fly, if you would like, with no problem, no foul, no loss. I think we need to, as a board, I think we need to, either at this meeting or the next meeting, we need to make a decision as to, yes, we're going to do our meeting by Australian ballot and we will have a pre-town meeting, or no, we are not. And so if you want to make a decision on this at this meeting, I was hoping for some public comment, and obviously nobody on the public is here, so.
Hey, it's Betsy Rhodes, Betsy's hello. Here, That's the only reason I'm here. Excuse me for interrupting, Emily. It's totally anecdotal, but I have talked to a handful of people, brainstorm, you know, what would you do? And no one has come up with anything other than Australian ballot. And most people have said exactly what you just said to Emily about, I don't see how we could do this another way. So I know that's like a handful of people, but that's one reason I wanted to participate in this, is because I was curious about how we might possibly proceed. But just speaking with people casually about it, since you put that post on the listserv, you know, there's not a lot of ideas. But people did say public, some sort of Zoom informational something beforehand would be really useful. So I hope, you know, you all will consider doing that. It sounds like you are, but that's all. That's the public from me. Sorry, excuse me for interrupting.
I asked some of the people that were there to count votes while we were waiting for the rest of the ballots to come across the road, so that we could start counting, get our mission statement and start counting. And there were four people that I asked and that were there, and they didn't have any comment one way or the other. And so I didn't get much of a response from them. Do you want to put off this decision to the next meeting, when we have a little more information regarding petitions and such, if we can get some clarification, or does someone want to make a motion now?
I would make a motion that we go to Australian ballot. I mean, there's no question but that we're going to have to. It has been said that we might have a vaccine by then, but even if we have a vaccine, if it's like the flu vaccine, it may work, it may not. And if I'm vaccinated, I'm not going to be convinced that I'm safe, and I'm not going to appear at a crowded town meeting. So I think that we should go ahead and decide that we are going to have a pre-town meeting, if we could possibly do that, and do town meeting by Australian ballot, because there are a lot of logistics to be worked out.
It sounds like that's a motion, Chuck. And if it is, this is Scott, I'll second it.
Yeah, that was a motion.
Okay, I'll second it.
Is there any more discussion? Okay, then I suggest we vote on that. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay. So moving on, Karen, would you like to have the floor with your zoning issues?
Sure. So we've had a lot of new people in town. A lot of, you know, properties have changed hands. And I have seen an increasing number of, I wouldn't say zoning violations. Some are violations. They just build stuff and without a permit, or they put an addition on the house without a permit, or they lay a foundation without a permit. And it's mostly, it's not really a blatant disregard to the zoning laws. It's an unaware of the zoning laws, or not reaching out, or not doing their due diligence and looking. So I was wondering if I could possibly maybe post on the Pomfret listserv a little. I did draft up a while ago something to put into the tax bills that go out, basically a welcome to Pomfret, you know, please be aware we've got zoning and all of this stuff. And it also listed things like, you know, the dates to when the bills, tax bills were due, and when the, if you needed something to do with a road, you needed to contact the road foreman, stuff like that. So I was wondering if I could possibly post that on the listserv in preparation, and then maybe putting it into our book, our 2021, you know, town meeting book, a little excerpt of you do need a permit. We have zoning laws. Because I've been spending a lot of time following up with people, whether it be by emails, phone calls, even personal visits, and saying, are you aware that you need a permit for this? And they most often not, they're like, no, we had no idea.
I would think that would be a really good idea. Also post all that information on the website, and then in that mailing that you're talking about and posting on the website and posting on the listserv, let people know that we do actually have a website, a town website, because I'm sure they don't even know that.
No, a lot of people don't. I mean, yeah. We have a lot of new, I guess you want to call them newbies. We have a lot of new people moving to town, a lot of new people purchasing houses, property, and they just aren't aware that Pomfret has zoning. So I just kind of wanted to put it out there and kind of preempt and let them know that all it is just a look on the website or a phone call or email to me, and I can let you know that, yes, it is required to have a zoning permit.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
I agree. I would put it on the listserv and tell them about the website as well. And I'm sure you've got it on the website already. I don't read it very often, I'm sorry. But maybe Becky could put something a little more prominently on the website as well, so that they would see that in advance.
Okay.
If they happen to look there. I think it's a great idea. If you can't get it on the listserv as zoning administrator, you can either make an account,
yeah,
or you can have Becky do it if you want.
Okay. Or I could talk to Ben,
Ben can put it on there as well.
Like I said, I just wanted to put it out there to the new people, and even not just the new people, the people that have lived here for years and they've just built stuff without the proper permitting. It was just basically just wanting to get them in compliance.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Thanks, Karen.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea as well.
And while we have Karen here, I think she sent an email to all of you regarding a site visit at the Carey driveway on the 23rd, Karen?
Yes, 23rd.
At 4 o'clock?
The site visit at 4 and then a Zoom meeting for the hearing at 6, sorry.
And so although we don't have necessarily have anything to do as select board with the Zoom hearing and the floodplain issue that is there or floodway, whatever it is, but we do have a driveway permit application for that driveway. And we suggested to Karen that rather than have them come twice, that we could at least a couple of us and maybe Jimmy could show up down there to do that driveway site visit before we act on their permit application for a driveway. So just kind of put that in your calendar that we have to, somebody, a couple of us at least, have to show up down there on the 23rd.
And what time is that again?
Four o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay.
And that is down opposite Chippers.
Okay.
On the other side of the road.
Right next to the Harding Place.
Anything?
Do you want members of the select board to attend the hearing or the meeting as well where the bridge went in?
So the bridge is going to be a separate hearing. I have to get with the select board and get a date. I mean, it's like for the zoning board to get a date. They wanted to do that as a separate meeting because it's going to be more detailed. So we have that to do. So I will let the select board know once it's scheduled, and you're more than welcome to join that meeting and the site visit as well.
Anything else you want of us, Karen?
Nope. That was it. I just wanted formal permission to reach out to the townspeople and let them know about certain rules and regulations.
You haven't, have you scheduled any tax sales yet?
I have not. We need to figure out. I have worked with I'm working with Levinson, trying to get them to pay. I am also working with Donovan, and I'm in touch with the lawyers of the trust and the judge who is overseeing the trust, to get them. And they have promised at least to send us a check for $20,000. I'll believe it when I see it, but they promised to send money. So which
trust is that?
The Pomfret Trust. It's for the Donovan property. It's controlled by the Pomfret. It's called the Pomfret Trust Realty Fund or something like that.
Okay. All right.
So I need to, go and if we can do them via Zoom meeting, have auctions via Zoom meeting. The only other one that would be on the agenda is the Carpenter property, which is right across from Keith Sawyer. But Levinson's, I sent a letter, and there may be a public party associated with the property owner that may pay it in full. So I am trying to get them to pay the $100,000 in full.
Well, that would be the best solution.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's great, Karen. Anything else while you have the floor?
No, I'm all set.
Karen's portion.
Thank you, Karen. Next on the agenda is road signs. And I think part of the reason this was there was there was a question as to who paid for the road signs for private roads. And at the last meeting, John suggested if there were two or more people on the road, maybe the town should pay for them. Jim, do you have any input in this?
The only input that I have in it is that if the town does it, they replace it once and once, they put it up once and once only. And after that, because it's going to be, if it turns into just like these road signs come up missing all the time, I really don't feel that it's the town's interest to be buying them signs, because that would be like somebody putting the driveway access in and the town going up to them and say, we're going to pay to put that culvert in. I'm not for that at all, but that's my opinion.
I think the reason why, I have mixed feelings as to who should pay for them, but on the side of public safety, the reason why the town should pay for them is to make sure they're there. It's very hard for us to enforce and make somebody put one up or replace them if taken down. And when you have needing to get emergency services to people, which is why the town pays for house numbers for everybody as well. So it seems like for buying house numbers that this may be something we should also be taken care of.
I don't know how many signs that there are, private signs in town that there are, but I would have to guess that there's quite a few of them.
Now, if somebody wants to put a private road sign and they're the only house on the road, then, I don't think we should be paying for it. I think it'd be over the, I think it's what, three or more houses, it's required to have a road name, even if it is private. So,
yeah.
Anyone else have any thoughts?
We're not a private road.
Yeah, I think the town, the state says, I guess you have to have a sign if there are three or more, public or private.
Does anybody want to make a motion so that we can clarify our position on this issue and move on?
Do we want to find out what other towns do before we do it, or are we happy to provide the signs?
I don't think it's going to do any harm to wait 2 weeks and investigate that.
I could agree with that.
Well, then let's just investigate what other towns do.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there at the next meeting. Okay, that's taken care of that. Pike final payment.
You're late.
You'll notice on one of the warrants that there are three checks there, or three items for Pike. And John Harrington looked at those bills and the guy from Horizons looked at them more or less. And Jimmy looked at them and I looked at them, and we figured we had gotten credited for everything that we should have been credited for. And the subcontractors have been paid. And so that should pay off everything that we owe to Pike. And then we can put in for reimbursement for the paving grant. That's right, isn't it, Jim?
That it is, yep.
So you'll see that on that one of those warrants that we're approving tonight. Next on the agenda is, and Jimmy, maybe you would like to speak to the condition of that culvert. You probably know its number, but I don't, between Galaxy Hill and Johnson Road that we've got listed.
Yeah, I don't have the number at all on hand here in my mind, but that culvert that is on the Pulpit Road there, down below Johnson Road. Me and Alan Ricker took a look at it there. He came up there, and then Alan Ricker, to back it up a little bit, he's the guy that came up and inspected the Bunker Hill project, and comes around and looks at other projects sometimes you want to do through Two Rivers and stuff. And so me and him went down over there and looked at it and whatnot. And the whole lower end of it is squished in, and it's like closed right up. It's closing right up on the lower end of it. It's about, I think it's 4 foot culvert that's here. And then halfway in, not even quite halfway in the south lane, the culvert pretty much at the top of it, you can see is a part. I don't know if there's daylight over the top of that or not, but Emily brought it to my attention because of the rope tipping off down there. And so she had noticed it over the years as well. So that's why we went down and took a look at it. And it is in pretty tough shape. And so I was thinking if we could do it, we put it on the docket to try to get that grant for replacing them.
I have just sent to you guys the proposal that John Harrington sent to Jimmy late this afternoon. Because if we want to apply for a Better Roads grant, then we need some engineering done in order for that to happen. And so I asked Jimmy, because he said I hadn't looked at the culvert for 2 years. And when I looked at it 2 years ago, it was splashing then. And I mentioned to Art that he ought to go down and take a look at it. And I don't know whether he ever did or not, but it was, you could see that there was a significant amount of squash in it then. And I haven't looked at it for 2 years. But if we're going to apply for a grant for this project, we're going to need some engineering done. We'll have to get Scott Jensen to look at it. We'll probably have to do a hydrologic study. And I just sent you what he sent this afternoon. And that's what it's going to take to get the project engineered. John was talking about a cement culvert, and Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, they wouldn't put a steel culvert in there or a plastic culvert.
I can't honestly speak to that. I mean, I don't know 100% of that yet until Scott comes down and takes a look at it, but I got an idea that if they did, it would at least be a 6 footer. You know, and I think that's the maximum that they would let you do anyways, I believe. And just so that everybody does know, that price that John gave to the town there, the estimate, he just had to do this for South Royalton. They applied for this Better Road Grant too. And that is exactly what they had to do to get the, send along with the grant as well.
Unfortunately, if we're going to apply for this grant for this culvert, which is going to be an expensive culvert because it's fairly deep and it's fairly long and it goes across the pavement, even if it's a culvert and not a cement structure, that application, I believe, is due the 15th of December. And so we really don't have time to put out an RFP for engineering services and everything. If we were lucky and John agreed to do this, we could get the grant in, but that's a board decision. That's not my decision alone. This has got to be a board decision. I asked Jimmy to contact John about it, knowing full well that without this information, the grant wouldn't go anywhere anyway. So it's whatever the board wants to decide to do. Anybody have any comment?
I'll just to kind of get things going. I I don't see why we wouldn't try and go for a grant. But I don't know if there's any reasons against it.
I'm looking at this thing that you sent. So John estimates that the work detailed would be $8,500 and recommend using $10,000 for budgeting purposes in the grant application. And is that a total of $18,500 that we're talking about to prepare ourselves to make the application?
No, he expects that the cost will be about $8,500. But when you do these grants, you have to, and what one of the things that John does is he will give an estimated cost of the project.
Right.
And so what he's saying is part of what you can get reimbursed for is engineering fees.
Yeah.
And so what he is suggesting here that if you were going to put the cost of the culvert and all these other things into the grant application, which is what you do, you would use $10,000 for budgeting purposes in the grant application when you applied for the grant.
Okay, so he's talking about $8,500, but to be safe, you use $10,000.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct, isn't it, Jim?
That is correct. And of course, like also, I mean, he would do the permit process and stuff as well, because I mean, he would have to get involved with that, because you'd have to even have your permits kind of in a row as well.
It seems like one of those things that we shouldn't put off too long.
Well, it hasn't. Here's the deal. It hasn't died yet, and the road is still there.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee that, I don't know where we are in the scheme of things as far as a Better Roads grant is concerned. The state did no structures grants this last year, and so we can apply for a structures grant next year. This same engineering would go for applying for that structures grant as well, which this would also qualify for that, would it not, Jim?
Correct. And the other thing of it is too, is the way I look at it is, let's say we didn't get a grant and you ended up over time, we had to put the budget and budget that out and get bids on it or whatever. We could, those plans would be really, really good to do that. You know what I mean?
The point is we may not get the grant, but in order to replace the culvert, we're going to have to do all this stuff anyway.
Correct.
So we haven't really lost any money by getting John to do it for a grant, because you're going to have to do it anyway. It's usual and customary that we ask for more than one person to bid on this kind of item, but we don't have time for that this time if we're going to apply for the grant. If we want John to do this work for us, then I need a motion to that effect, and then we'll vote on it. And if indeed that's in the affirmative, then we'll talk to John and get him to do this so we can get that grant in on time. And we may not get this grant, but if we don't get this pre-work done, we won't get a grant for it. And if it's a box culvert, I would assume it would cost $100,000, Jimmy, at the very least.
Yeah, Alan, when he looked at it and stuff, he was leaning towards $100,000 for the project.
So it's worth our while to fool around with a grant. And if the thing doesn't fall in for a couple of years and it takes us that long to get a grant, we're good to go.
Yeah, well, that was the point that I was trying to make, is that, you know, if we feel we want to do it, time is of the essence. If December 15th is the cutoff date.
So would anyone care to make a motion?
I'll move that we hire John to do this preliminary work.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Is there any more discussion?
just as a formality, I think from our purchasing, well, it's, what's the amount on it?
$8,500.
So it falls under the bidding limit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then we're good to go. Never mind then.
Okay, any other discussion? All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott? Scott?
No. No other points.
Did you vote in favor?
Oh, yes, aye.
Thank you. Myself, aye. Okay, moving on. Next thing on the agenda, finalize Schultz permit for the family burial ground. Did you get those coordinates, Scott?
I am sorry, but I did not. I meant to stop by and be able to do, but it's been too busy lately. But I will try to do that. I don't know if Steve submitted what Steve said he would do after. So I corresponded with Steve and told him I wasn't able to get the coordinates. And he said he was going to try and draft one up on his own. So I'm assuming that didn't happen. But I can try and link up with Steve and get specific GPS coordinates maybe this weekend.
He said there was nothing urgent about it. I spoke to him a week ago, maybe I saw him.
Yeah.
And he said there was not an imminent need, but I said we had given him permission. We had to get the GPS coordinates.
Right.
And I do think that before we finalize it, he's going to have to do a little more detailed map of where it is, with maybe distances from his house or maybe a distance from the property line if it's close. And I don't know whether it is or not.
It's not, no.
A little more, because this thing has to be, I believe it has to be recorded in the land records.
It does, yep.
So that future generations know where it is. So let's take up that at the next meeting. John, is Ben here yet?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Okay, then the next thing on the agenda is the Tego store update decision. And if Ben is willing, he's been in contact with Kevin Warden and also with Joe McLean regarding this updated decision, which I think he sent you all today, did he not?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I sent two emails because Joe chimed in after I sent the first. There are really two types of changes here, and they result from the fact that after you approved your decision 2 weeks ago and I requested an updated site plan from the civil engineer, looking at the updated plan, it became clear that there were new features that had been added in the right of way. And so those really need to be described in the decision and formally approved. I listed those in the bullet points in the email I sent this morning. And then when Joe saw that email go out, he noted that because there's underground trenching that's occurring in the right of way, there's, he suggested an additional condition be added that the town have the ability to supervise the excavation and backfilling and have the ability to come in and remediate if the work isn't done to the town's satisfaction. So that was the second email I sent that added that condition to the end of the decision.
So what we're looking for here is a reapproval of the decision with its updated information in it. And Kevin Warden also wants to know that he only wants to change the plans once. And so we'll get the final plans and this updated decision, and then we can sign off on it and give Tego the whole packet and be done with the decision.
Emily, did you want to, me, or did you want to say anything about the overlapping new utility conduit and the drainage, the sewage, the drain line that goes to the creek?
I talk too much. You and Jimmy can do that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Jimmy should, but as I understand it, so they're trenching from the new utility pole to the building, and that trench area goes through the right of way, but they'll be laying electrical service lines and I think a data service line that will cross over and above the buried sewer drain that goes from a new grate to Pomfret Brook. And Jim, I think you did a site visit on Monday or last Friday. Does that create any issues with potential maintenance if the town takes ownership of the drains?
Well, it does on that one end, because by running the water line underneath the culvert there and then running the electrical line over the top of it, and then not only that, but they are going to be putting a poured concrete slab for a patio right over the top of that as well. I really don't feel that it's at the town's best interest to claim that end of that pipe.
So there's another phase of this that will come later. Joe has recommended and I think is preparing a document called an irrevocable offer of dedication, which is essentially the applicant, TIGO, offering to the town ownership of certain features in the right of way. And I think one of the items that would be offered is the new drainage system. And it would basically, the town would then, once that offer is made by TIGO, the town could at the time of its choosing and at its option, it wouldn't be required to do this, but at the time of its choosing, it could decide to take ownership of those features, including the drains, but it wouldn't have to. So it's a decision that you could make later. And if you decide it's just too much potentially of a hassle to maintain or might be too expensive, the town wouldn't have to take those features over and TIGO would continue to own and have to maintain them.
That's right. So that offer of dedication would be something that would be on file that we could trigger if we decided we wanted to, or we could just leave it and it would be there available for us to use if we wanted.
That's my understanding. Yes, I haven't seen a draft. I don't know if it's been written yet. I think there are a couple of, Joe can probably draft it in a number of different ways, but that's the gist of it. Yes.
Right. And I contacted Kathleen a month or so ago and told her that we were wanting this offer of dedication. And she wrote back basically what she said was thanks. So I don't know. I guess that means, yeah, fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, from TIGO's perspective, they at a certain point, they're not going to want to be responsible for this stuff because, it'll be a hassle and it'll cost them money to maintain it. On the other hand, the town's interest in acquiring it would be so that the town could control how it's maintained and wouldn't have to rely on a private property owner to keep up with the maintenance and make sure that it remains fully functional. So right. There'll be some considerations, I think, to be made once Joe prepares the document. But the fact that they're laying lines, as Jimmy said, it could be more complicated or expensive to fix it if it breaks, might change the thinking, the select board's thinking about whether it does make sense for the town to acquire it in the long run.
But we would have the option either to acquire it or not acquire it as it seems to suit us best.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So is everyone in agreement that we will approve this updated decision so that with the new set of plans, we can then sign off on it and get it out the door? And if so, or if there are other questions, we need to speak up, or we need a motion to approve this decision in its updated form.
Emily, this is Scott. I'll move that the board approve the updated decision.
Is there a second for that?
Second.
Is there any more discussion?
So Ben, will this IOD be part of this approval?
The IOD is a condition in the document, but the IOD itself hasn't. So there's a condition that there will be one, and that include certain things, including the drainage system. But the document itself doesn't exist yet, at least not that I'm aware of. It won't be attached, or it won't be part of this approval.
But it will be it will be a condition that be executed.
Yes, let me, yes, that's right. I'm just going to pull up the current draft and just see exactly what it says.
I read over it, but it's, you know, that's pretty tough reading.
So the condition, the relevant condition, blah, 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 blah. So they shall, within 60 days of the decision, they'll submit to the town in a form acceptable to the town an offer of irrevocable offer of dedication, including X, Y, and Z. So it's a condition of their permit that this document be provided to the town.
Very good.
Okay, any other questions on this matter? Then I think we need to vote on motion. All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Ben, will you get the final document together? And then several meetings ago, it was determined that I could sign for the board. And so once you get it all together, we'll make arrangements and you get the final map. We'll make arrangements to either you can leave it at the central office or I can come and sign it or something so that we can get it signed and then sent off to them.
Yes, I'll ask Kevin for the final plans. The document set up just for your signature, Emily, on behalf of the board.
Okay, excellent. All right, budget planning. It was my recollection that we were going to have a meeting next Wednesday at 6 o'clock to start on budget planning. I do have a new budget worksheet that Neil sent to me sometime this afternoon, and that works into it the various changes that the auditors/Ben did, so that we're working with the same line items in the same places that the auditors will be, so that they can transfer that to the town. Whatever. I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank. The
town report.
Thank you. And so I will send that to you. And that is, I have not even looked at it myself yet. I didn't get any until late, but I will send that to you. What is your pleasure as to what you want to work on? In addition, I believe you're going to have the capital planning committee document together by that next Wednesday. Is that correct, Scott?
The goal, and I think I feel confident at this point that we will be able to have some recommendations, probably three different options at least around how to fund going forward for not only FY22. So short answer, yes, we will have something for next week.
So why don't we put the Capital Planning Committee on the agenda for next Wednesday. And then it's anybody's pleasure as to where you want to start with the budget. There's the central office budget, and then there's we won't know anything about the various requests and like Two Rivers and all of that. That'll be too early for that. And Jimmy and I, and I asked Steve if we're going to work on the highway budget sometime this week or the beginning of next. So we should be able to get started on that. So what's your pleasure? Would you like to have the central budget, central office get their budget together for next week so we can go through that?
Are they already working on it, Emily, or do we need
I assume they are. I thought Becky was kind of overwhelmed with this election that just occurred. And I know that no one was in the office today. They were going to have it deep cleaned. And I did mention it a couple weeks ago, but I can talk to Ellen on Friday. And if they can't, we'll have something to work on with the highway budget for next week if they are not available.
Yeah, I would put out there that since we're going to talk highway capital next week, why don't we just stick with focusing on the highway budget?
Well, that's fine. And I'll put them on for, I will get them organized for the next session that we have. Sounds good to me. Is that okay with you guys?
Works for me.
Sounds good.
Is that okay with you, Jimmy?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Emily, this is Cynthia. This is Cynthia.
Yes.
Do I warn and notice this as a public meeting or?
Yep.
Okay.
It's a special meeting, so you only need 24 hours. But yes, it's open to the public.
That's the 11th at 6.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
And next thing on the agenda is job description, road foreman, commissioner. And did anyone do any work on that whatsoever?
Emily, this is Scott. I would love to provide some feedback. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, though.
Well, neither have I. Has anybody else worked on it?
Nope.
Then I think we should put that off until our next regular meeting. Parsons driveway permit. Parsons is what used to be rep. Maybe it's a daughter or a daughter-in-law. And we need to schedule a site visit for that. And Jimmy, do you have the contact information for them?
No, I do not. It might be sitting in my mailbox up there. When it first came about, it was sitting up in there and there was a bunch of other stuff in there. And at that point in time, it turned it over, but I don't have any of that yet.
Do they have the driveway marked?
That I don't even know. I don't even know that.
Okay, so I guess what we need to do with that then is we need to find out whether it's marked or not. And then maybe Jimmy can set up a meeting with them and hopefully one or two of us can go down at some point, some afternoon or whenever he can schedule a meeting with them. Is that okay with the board?
Sounds good to me.
Yep. Excellent. HR agreement, that was included in your packet. Was there any problem with that that anybody saw? Anything that they wanted changed? And if not, then we need to have a vote. And then I'll have to get it printed off and sign it and then send it back to her. So I need a motion or need some comment on it.
Why don't we do both? This is Scott. I'll move that the board approve the agreement that Teresa drafted up based on our vote last week or last meeting.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Yeah.
Okay, any discussion? Anybody? Any questions? Anything you thought was not in alignment as to what you thought you were going to sign? Then I guess we will vote on that agreement. All those in favor signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Okay, we've got that done. And Zoning Board of Adjustment hearing, I think we've already talked about that. Unless you were going to, you're still here, aren't you, Karen? Was there something other than just the hearing for the bridge and or the Cary driveway?
No, we only have the hearing right now for the Cary driveway. We have to schedule the bridge. I've reached out to the engineer, the person that built it, to try to figure out when is best for them to be able to do it. And then I'm going to go with the ZBA and schedule something.
Okay. That's all that I have on the agenda other than select board correspondence, review of assignments, agenda items for next meeting, and adjournment, except that we did not do the warrants and Cindy is now here. So Cindy, can you read off the warrants for approval?
Yes. Warrant number 21038 in the amount of $6,426.18 payroll. Warrant number 21039 in the amount of $216,038.70 accounts payable.
And those are it?
That's it.
I so move that we approve those two warrants. Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions on the warrants? Ellen sent those to you when she did them. This includes paying off Olive Pike. Are you ready to vote on those?
Sure.
All those in favor, Scott, did you want to say something?
No, I just was saying, sure, yeah, let's vote on it.
All those in favor, John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Great, okay, I don't have any select board correspondence other than that municipal roads permit amendment, which we took care of. Review of assignments. Who would like to investigate the road sign situation with some neighboring towns?
I can do that.
Okay.
Who said that, John?
Yep.
Great.
Okay, what else did we have here?
Schultz.
You're gonna take care of the Schultz thing, right, Scott? The GPS coordinates.
I will, yes.
Job descriptions.
Job descriptions everybody should work on.
And Ben is going to work on a document.
For you to sign. He's got it done. He's just gonna finish it up.
Okay, for you to sign. That's it.
Who would like to contact VLCT regarding the Australian ballot issue and the necessity or not for petitions for people to be put on the ballot for various offices, and also petitions for various charitable organizations.
I'll do that, Emily's. I already have some information, so I'll just follow up with it.
Okay. Anything else that we're supposed to be doing? Steve and I and Jimmy will take care of, we'll work on the highway budget. Jimmy is gone, is he not, John?
Yeah, he's gone.
I will contact John Harrington and get him going on that project for the grant. And I will write him an email and tell him to please go ahead, and we'll try and get that out of the thing. Agenda items for next meeting. What do you have, Cindy?
I have all of the things we just mentioned for assignments. Road signs, Schultz, job descriptions, and the VLCT questions about Australian ballots, et cetera.
And you'll have to put that Parsons driveway permit on there again.
I will.
This is great. We're looking for meeting adjournment motion.
This is Scott. I'll move that we adjourn.
Anita, second. Did you second it, Steve?
John did.
John did. All those in favor? John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
And myself. Thank you very much.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Good night.
Are you still there, Steve?
Yes.
Maybe talk to Jimmy and kind of work out a schedule of when we can meet, and we will try. Now that I've got that new spreadsheet, which I will send to everyone, now that I've got that new one, figure out a time when we can meet, and we'll try and get through as much of that as we can. And I will ask Ellen for some information on payroll so that we can come up with something along that line as well.
Sounds good.
I can hit most anything. Well, unless I'm moving cattle and spreading manure. But that won't last forever, I hope. Thank you all very much.
And a break from either one is probably okay once in a while.
I don't know. They don't give me any grief.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you all.